Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. And with me today is my special guest, Steve Abramowitz, who is the director of Accelerant. And welcome back, Steve.
Good to be back.
2 weeks in a row. Yes. I mean, you've got a lot to say, and I didn't want to just end last week with not being able to finish up all the great stuff that you've got in an outline that you're using to speak across the country to CEOs on how to connect, not just network, but how to connect and build relationships, right?
That's correct.
And we were talking about connecting your way to the top, which has been presented in various symposia, but Steve is a very well-known speaker, and he is a connector. What is your handle on Twitter?
CEO Connector.
CEO Connector. So if you want to find him on Twitter and hear all the things that he's doing there, dial him up on Twitter and you'll be able to see that. He's served on the board of advisors for the Dingman Center of Entrepreneurship, the DC Board of Directors for the Institute of Management Accountants, the President's Inner Circle at the University of Maryland. He's very actively involved in the community, and we're going to be talking about connecting and aligning your relationships. And so before last week, we were talking about some of the reasons why online networking just doesn't cut it, mm-hmm. and why you really need to build relationships. And we also gave a little bit of the playbook. And today we're going to talk about a little bit of in-depth analysis on how to connect. Again, what is connecting? How do we connect with others?
Well, let's start with the definition. This is the definition that I work with, and that is connecting is making links from people we know to people they know in an organized way for a specific purpose while remaining committed to doing our part. And this is the key, in a mutually aligned way.
All right.
So another way of saying it is it's not just asking others for help, but agreeing to be helpful in return.
You know, one of the things that I've seen successful connectors do in the past is not just asking for help. It's actually giving help first before they ask for it.
Correct.
Which I think is a really powerful tool.
It is. I believe in pay it forward, but I also believe it's really important if you're going to sustain relationship building over the long term to actually agree to be mutually aligned.
Okay.
And I think that's the missing piece, and this is why I think most people don't go very long, very far with their relationships, or at least as far as they could.
Or as deep as they could.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because the reality is you can go much deeper with relationship building if people are committed as you are.
So what's the first step in in-depth connecting?
Well, the first thing you need to do is establish goals.
Okay.
Why are you connecting in the first place?
Why are you calling this person?
Right, exactly. So generally speaking, if you're growing a business, you have accounts or client relationships, and you have a sense for what you'd like to grow to and what that means in terms of new clients, new revenues, new transactions or services being provided. But the first thing is to establish goals, and that really has to do with what is it that you're looking to do in your relationship building. So do you deal with senior executives? Do you deal with CFOs?
Okay.
What do you want from those relationships? Do you want a CEO to make a decision to use your product or service, or do you want permission to be introduced to the head of IT? I think it starts with knowing who your target audience is and really defining that and being clear who the decision makers are. And then the next step, and you really can't duplicate this, there's no shortcut for this other than to actually do the work, although you can do it faster than others, and that's analyzing the type of assistance, introductions, resources, and research you will need to achieve your goals.
Okay.
Another way of putting that is if you want to meet goldfish, you got to hang out in a goldfish bowl. You got to go where the goldfish are.
Right.
That's not always easy. Now,
yeah, I mean, if you're not a CEO and you want to meet CEOs, how would you do that?
Well, you have to go where the CEOs are.
Right.
Or really begin to understand what's important to a CEO. Right. And this is true in any relationship. You have to learn what's important to your decision maker and then learn how to add value. So we have one shortcut that we know works. If you're interested in doing business with CEOs or CFOs, one thing you likely have in common is that you both want to grow your business, and that requires more relationships.
Right.
So invariably, any decision maker is interested in figuring out how to grow their business, and that includes keeping our best clients, making sure our referral sources have priority with to get referrals, and how do we get new business?
Okay. What's the next step?
Well, you got to develop your people skills.
Are you specifically referring to me, Steve?
No, I don't think so. I think having a radio show and having lots of people on it and lots of listeners is a good demonstration of people skills. But I think you have to understand that people always want to know at some time or another in the conversation what's in it for them.
Right.
And you can be very altruistic, but at some point you have a business to run or a business to be successful in, and you've got to mind your own mint. So you have to be willing to engage people and ask people questions and There are lots of ways to do that, but I think you simply have to know how to build rapport with people and ask questions and be generous with the conversation. That means listening more than you're talking.
That's a great bit of advice. Be a good listener and listen more than you talk. What's the next step?
Well, you have to be committed to building and cultivating your network.
Okay.
And that means you have to actually analyze it. So you have to look at it and say, okay, these are the clients that I have. This is the Rolodex of people, and this is where almost everybody fails. This is the Rolodex of people I have that are valuable to me and could be valuable in the marketplace. And this requires a little bit of studying, a little bit of research. And if you're new to your business, your company has customers.
Right.
Right? So you can always connect. You can always connect that. And then figure out who's valuable to me and then who's valuable to my target audience.
Right.
Right.
And maintain your network is the next piece.
Right. The idea of maintaining your network is that you've got to continue to add value all the time.
Right.
And that means constantly being in touch with people in a meaningful way and not just in a social media way.
Okay.
And just find out what's going on for them.
Pick up the phone.
Right. Pick up the phone. Ask questions how things are going. And the thing that I believe really is important is ask people where they need help. If someone's getting up and going to work, they're trying to do something. And that means if they're trying to do something, there would be some things that would make it easier. And you could always ask that.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned don't just rely on social media or emails or newsletters to keep in touch with people because that's not a very personal touch. I think we've lost that personal touch with all the social media stuff that's going on around us.
You know, for those of you who have technology mastered or you have a good CRM and a company that's invested in your contact management system, you can create a simple function that tracks who you haven't had any contact with in 90 days.
That's a great tracker.
Right.
And pick up the phone and call them.
Right.
Or go out to lunch with them.
See, I do a lot of events as part of what I do for Accelerant.
Right.
And there's a lot of reasons for that. But for our member guest events, the reason we do them frequently is it gives us an excuse to invite people to do something to build relationships with. So I talk to my partners, and this is what I do on a regular basis. I'm constantly mentioning the event. Come to this event. I'll introduce you to people that are good for you. And people say no a lot of the time.
Sure.
But if it's part of your conversation, inviting people and connecting people and adding value, just a part of every conversation, then you can grow and maintain your network over time. So you have to build this into your daily conversations.
Right. Now, we talked about the law of 250 on last week's show, mm-hmm. which means that everybody knows 250 people, and everybody that knows 250 people therefore knows 62,500 people. And then beyond that, it could be 15 million, which is a powerful rule. But how do we get into the next level of people, I guess, is the first question. And what shouldn't we do? What's the no-no, the bozo no-no that we should not do?
Well, I think never contact somebody cold and begin to tell them what you want to talk about and why it's valuable to them.
Okay.
Nobody wants to be sold.
That sounds pretty simple.
Right?
Pretty commonsensical.
And nobody wants to be bowled over.
Right.
You have to respect that people are in situations or during their day are using their time because they've got their own plan or agenda. So don't upset other people's agenda. I believe you always ask for permission when you're being connected with someone or you meet someone.
Okay.
Is this a good time? Especially on the phone call. When you're picking up the phone and you're calling someone that's not expecting your call at that particular minute, is this a good time? So be polite. Be respectful. I think it's important to set the table for the conversation immediately. And that is, I was introduced to you by Wayne. Wayne suggested there could be some value for you and I to connect. There could be some revenue there. We might be able to help introduce some people together. Is this a good time for us to talk?
And if it's not, let's schedule a time.
Right. Right.
Which is a convenient way of getting an out without being obtrusive.
The other thing is ask for permission to have that conversation. Is this something you're willing to talk about for a few minutes? Because if we do talk about it for a few minutes and it makes sense, then we can decide whether it makes sense to go further and meet.
Okay. What else should we avoid doing in connecting?
First of all, don't assume that people understand your credibility or the value that you bring. And don't assume that they want your problem. They want your solution to a problem they have.
Mm-hmm.
Don't assume they have it, or even believe they have it.
Okay.
I think don't assume that really anything. I think you just have to ask good questions
and listen carefully to the answers that are being given to your questions.
Right. Right.
Now, you've outlined the right way to communicate. The mm-hmm. right way to communicate by email, the right way to communicate by phone, the right way to communicate in person. Let's start with email. What is the right way to communicate by email?
Well, I think the first thing is you always do a brief introduction and recap.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're being introduced for the first time, as I mentioned earlier, Wayne suggested you and I connect. Here's why he thought so.
Okay.
Explain what that is. And in that, explain the value proposition for the person you're contacting with.
Right.
If you've met this person already, you're repeating what you discussed, right?
Okay.
It's very important if you've gotten to the point where you know their number one problem, which is the hardest and the most important thing to get, that you restate that. You got to remind people of that problem that's irritating them. Because usually people are very busy and they don't remember. And
what we talked about at the dinner last night, even.
And
so.
it's easy to dismiss it
right.
as not important later. But if you restate that problem that is important, you're going to get a response, or at least a much better chance of a response. So I think you do that.
Okay.
And then you have to offer your help in solving that problem.
Right.
And this is where most people give up. Why do I want to solve a problem? I can't solve that problem, Steve. Well, if you're talking to people all the time and you've got agreement from people all the time to work together to solve problems and help, then you can do that.
Okay.
Then I always suggest that you set up, you arrange for a brief call mm-hmm. to discuss the problem and determine if there's some value to connect further. And at that call, then you gain agreement to meet. So by the time you sit in that meeting, you've identified the problem, you have permission, and you're going to be able to discuss that problem specifically.
And you've affirmed that by having a telephone conversation, then you
Correct.
Actually meet in person.
Right. So I always say with an email, you can ask for the appointment if you feel that it's there, but I always think it's better to ask that first step. Let's have a brief conversation, and then we can determine whether you'd like to meet or we can set a meeting if you're ready to do so.
And proofread the email.
Yes, check your spelling.
I mean, I've seen so many people send emails of introduction misspelling the person's name. That's kind of embarrassing.
Some people script these
yeah.
and have some moving parts that they adjust,
yeah.
Which I don't object to, but always
gotta
spell
be
check.
Careful.
Always
Boy,
spell
be careful.
Check, yes.
And how about by telephone? What's the best way to connect by phone?
Well, we started talking about
yeah,
this
we talked about that
a little bit
yeah.
but to finish that, is always ask if this is a good time. Give people the out. You know, some people say, Steve, you got him on the phone. Why would you want to do that?
You got him. Go for it.
You
got
to let go of got him, right? Because got him only gets you one call. This isn't Wall
like
Street
you got
with
Ross,
Gordon Gekko,
you,
right?
You got Ross Perot on the phone for 30 seconds
right,
and he realizes it was the wrong number, yeah.
Right. You're not playing for one shot.
Okay.
Quite often, we do speak to people at an inconvenient time and then ask them to proceed. Remind people who you are, why you're calling, what the connection is.
Right. Who suggested right. that you call them, et cetera. Who's the referral source or whatever.
Always give an example of a problem or two that you think they might have and say, this is why I'm calling. This is why Wayne suggested we call because of these two particular problems. Don't know if those problems are relevant to you or not, but if they are, let's talk about them or there may be another problem I can help you with.
Okay.
Get to the problem right away. That's the number one goal. And then ask them.
To meet.
Let's discuss it. Let's have a cup of coffee. I'll come to your office, whatever it is that you think is the easiest thing for them to say yes to.
Now we're meeting in person. What's the right way to connect in person?
Okay. Well, the first thing to do is always build a little bit of rapport. Don't make any assumptions around that. Don't walk into someone's office and say, I see you're a Redskins fan. I actually heard a story where somebody did that, and it wasn't the person's office. No, I'm from Dallas. I'm a Cowboy fan. Right.
Right. Stone cold silence.
When you're in person, you've got to build rapport. Have a little bit of small talk, and then get right to it. And you know, you want to restate the problem. You want to restate what the agreements that have already been established between you and that person. Remind them, you know, we talked about this on the phone. We agreed we're going to talk about this today. You mentioned that you really need help with solving this particular problem first. Let's talk about that and make some time to do that.
Okay.
And then make sure you really know what that mission critical problem is.
All right.
If you can't get this information before the meeting, find out at the beginning of your meeting. This is a must. You're not going to have anything come from this meeting without knowing what the mission critical problems are for the person you're talking to.
And the last question I had for you was, what's the crown jewel of connecting? What do you view the crown jewel of connecting to be?
The crown jewel of connecting, it's three principles. Okay. Number one, always ask your contacts who they want to meet. Mm-hmm. Ask them who they can introduce you to in exchange for you to introducing them to who they need to meet.
Okay.
Once you know who others want to meet, you can begin to build bridges between people and establish yourself as a valuable connector.
This is great advice, and it's being given to you by Steve Abramowitz, director with Accelerant. Steve, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
I'm CEO Connector on Twitter. You can go to Accelerant's website, www.accelerant.com, and you can look me up and invite me to be LinkedIn with you on LinkedIn.
Thanks for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
Oh, it's been great. I love being here.
Thank you. I'm Wayne Zell. You're listening to Blueprint for Wealth, and join us next week for a special topic and special guest. Have a great week.